Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you personally powerful people. Powerful, powerful, and safe to be powerful people. Before we start the show, I want everybody to come together, claim for yourselves that when I do this work, I am secure in the world to exercise my power, that I agree with that, to that, I agree that I benefit in a safe and secure way in moving into my freedom when I do this work. Why is that important? Well, we got the words before, and we've gotten the information before, but the understanding of our work keeps expanding out further and further dimensionally, I guess, into what we're really talking about. And basically, anything you have before you in your life that you're holding an intention on. It doesn't matter so much the program you follow, the teacher, the information, the exercise. What matters is your level of commitment and acceptance that you're going to see this through and it's going to work. I'm really big on Daniel Goleman, and yes, in my last e-blast, that was written incorrectly. It's G-O-L-E-M-A-N. I'm really big on his book, Focus, and I want to read you a little part here because this is what we're working on. You know, I've created a focus program and a self-love program, and he talks so much using different terms, but talk so much about both those things in this book. Okay, so I'm reading from Focus by Daniel Goleman. The biggest challenge for even the most focused, though, comes from the emotional turmoil of our lives. Like a recent blow-up in a close relationship that keeps intruding into your thoughts. Such thoughts barge in for a good reason, to get us to think through what to do about what's upsetting us. The dividing line between fruitless rumination and productive reflection lies in whether or not we come up with some tentative solution or insight and then can let those distressing thoughts go, or if, on the other hand, we just keep obsessing over the same loop of worry. The more our focus gets disrupted, the worse we do. For instance, a test of how much college athletes are prone to having their concentration disrupted by anxiety correlates significantly with how well or poorly they will perform in the upcoming season. Since focus demands that we tune out our emotional distractions, our neural wiring for selective attention includes that for inhibiting emotion. That means those who focus best are relatively immune to emotional turbulence, more able to stay unflappable in a crisis, and to keep on an even keel despite life's emotional waves. All he's talking about there is our work, bringing yourself back into balance, right, so you can hold the focus, not being in reaction, so you can hold the focus. Failure to drop one focus and move on to others can, for example, leave the mind lost in repeating loops of chronic anxiety. That's why I'm doing the April program. That's why we do the work that we're doing, is to consistently support ourselves in bringing back our focus toward what we want. So that consistent loop of anxiety would be, oh, my God, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to pay my bills? I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. I'm going to go down the toilet with this anxiety. Instead of bringing your focus back to, okay, I need to, choose to, want to create a balance here. How do I do that? And then your mind can open up possibilities to support you in doing that. So we're claiming, as we do, this is the way we balance everything. Open your hearts, go to your place of love. I am divine love. I am the divine love for myself and all energy, even the energy out there in the movie Gravity. That's part of the energy we work with. When I claim I am divine love, I know that I am holding the intention of bringing my energy into balance so that I am at choice in every moment. So it is. Okay, I think we're going to go to the callers, but remember now that whatever it is that we come up with to speak about today, you are absolutely choosing to know that the answer works and that you move on and you move into, and so it is. Okay, hi, Patty. What's going on?
Hi. This is definitely, I mean, I talked to you about this last time about I get to a point, I take action, and then another bill comes, a big one. And it's, I focus on self-love, I take action steps, and I'm just curious why, you know, why is this
happening?
Give
me a song, Patty.
Song of the South.
Song of the South. Okay. That's interesting because it usually that's kind of a positive affirmation song. But Song of the South, you know, he's just whistling and he's walking down the lane and the little birds and all the animals are, you know, it's a carefree go lucky song, right? Now, they want to approach this from two different sides. First of all, you're not. And second of all, you are. And happy-go-lucky. And, but the places that you are exercising that are not correctly placed. And what they want you to know is you can love yourself. You can take action steps. But as long as you don't really focus on the core issue here. And according to what I'm hearing right now, the core issue is I continually spend more than I make. So
okay.
If you don't address that core issue instead of just whistle and walk down the lane and think it's all going to clear up just by feeling good, because what happens is it makes you feel bad. It keeps you in that chronic loop of anxiety where your focus is on, I don't have enough. And you don't have enough because you keep creating not having enough by spending more than you're making. Is that true?
I'm actually playing catch-up. It's like I'm paying back taxes and paying the accountant for the back taxes.
Okay,
and
well,
then paying the franchise tax board.
You created that hole, didn't you? You created spending too much without being able to cover it, and now you have to cover it. But they're saying also you're still spending too much, Patty. Is that true?
I'm spending a little to make me happy, like painting and like things like that, or things around the house.
Okay, well, you know I love you, and I've been on this journey with you. What I'm hearing is you're kidding yourself, and that's
okay.
What you have to wake up to.
Okay.
They don't want you to stop being happy. They don't want you to stop doing things that make you happy, but things don't make you happy, right? You make you happy. They really want you to sit down again, which is how you originally got out of this mess. Sit down and write, this is what's coming in, and this is what's going out. When you're making a lot more than you need, then you can start spending more again. But right now, you want to clear up this debt.
Okay.
Because that's what keeps grabbing your focus.
Okay.
Now, how did it work out with the people that moved into your
place? You know what? I went with the intention that they are the best tenants ever. We went for a walk, and things are smoothing out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
and
again,
my roommate,
you see, you were the catalyst there.
And I am with my roommate. He's doing things that are costing me money, ruining clothes by putting oily rags in the washer. So as of April 1st, I'm going to raise his rent. And he's being rude. So anyways, I'm taking action in that respect. I'm just like, I'm not going to take this. I'm not even safe in my own house. So I'm taking steps in that direction. Because if I evict him, then he'll just stay rent-free. But if
okay.
I rent his...
So I want you to see the common thread that runs through all this. So let me see if I can say it clearly enough. And everybody listen up, because this relates to all of us. And this is how one belief can show up in several different ways. So I'm financially strapped because the government is demanding all this money from me. I'm not safe in my own home because I allowed this person to come in and am allowing him to stay. But I'm allowing him to stay because I need the money. Okay? And last week, although it looks like it's that part of it is clearing itself up through your focus, is I brought somebody else in who's ruining my life now. So all those, well, they want us to go to a core belief, and it's the one that's up every private that I've done. In the last 10 privates, somewhere in those privates, this has come about, and this is part of how our lower self really screws with us. The belief is I have to struggle to conquer, which means I have to struggle to conquer anything. I have to struggle to conquer my life. And creators don't struggle, they create. So that's what I want you to focus on this week.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah, I do.
Be the creator, not the victim and the reactor, honey.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay,
you bet.
Okay.
Boy, that was for everybody, and I hope, like, everybody's listening. Joy, I have not heard from you in a while. What's up, baby cakes?
Hi.
Hi.
I am doing great. I've been listening to everything. I've gone on, you know, listened to all your shows and everything and other things too. And I just came upon a thing that it shouldn't have surprised me, but it did yesterday. And it's about, I think the basic thing I'm afraid of is to be in my body. And it's not shocking, but I thought that I had handled that years ago, or at least most of it.
Well, okay, and you have, and they want to add something.
Okay.
The biggest reason that we're in fear of being in our body is that we know one day we won't be.
Oh.
And so the fear of death, which is what we're all facing right now. And don't think that the Malaysian aircraft disappearance isn't affecting everybody. Because it's like, Jesus, I could just leave the face of the earth and nobody could find me. You know?
Ah.
So it's bringing up subconsciously a lot of focus on our mortality. And all those weird, eerie, scary things that go bump in the night that could happen to us, right? So at the core of what's going on with you and all of us, Joy, is this subconscious focus on what happens to me when. I mean, I woke up the other morning, and I do all my best work in the morning, my healing work and my direction work. I don't get out of bed until I do it. And I was musing at the fact that all the women in my family had lived till about the age 90. And then it occurred to me that meant I probably had 25 to 30 years left in my life. And what the hell was I going to do with that? You know, I'm 65, as most of you know. And I'm going, wow, that's like saying, what do you do with your life from 30 to 60, which are the most productive years of a person's life? And I went, now, isn't that interesting that when we're 30, we go, wow, I've got the whole world ahead of me. What do I want to do? I'm going to make my name. But at 65, that sort of doesn't come into your consciousness. So I'm saying for me and everybody out there, let's stand there here and go, wow, I got another 30 years. What am I going to do with my life? How much am I going to make? And where am I going to plant my name? And what am I going to go out and accomplish? And because we just are trained to go, well, my God, I'm 65. What the hell do I do with me now? Well, no wonder you're going to have this fear come up, Joy, you know? I'm afraid
okay.
to be in my body. What the hell do I do with it?
So it resonates with me and it doesn't. But so I want to just put another, what may
Please.
Be bringing it up for me. Never mind the plane crash or the plane whatever. But, you know, I was having this thing about my mother coming, maybe or not. And, well, she came. And she's been here since November. And she's quite, what do they call it, dementia.
Uh-huh.
And now I went to a information, which was the biggest mistake I ever made in a way. But it
you
brought all
this
up.
You went to a what, honey?
I went to something called Dementia 101 to tell,
Uh-oh.
You know, explain.
Yeah.
And, of course, she's at the bottom part, or the top, whatever it is. She's, you know, just into it. And it can go, you know, blah, blah. It scared me to death, right?
Yeah.
See, there's the word death. But I think we're long-lived, too. I can see my mother living another 10 years, and then I'm 80. And what? Then 5 years, maybe I'll be demented, whatever it is, too. So, or what can I do now because I'm stuck here, sort of? And I know I'm not stuck here, but, I mean, I'm thinking maybe that's what brought it up. I thought it was from all my childhood fear of leaving my body. But
sweetheart, it's the same thing. In childhood, we do leave our body.
Yeah.
We do. We know we're safe and secure. We go away every night, and then we come back. Nobody's taught us any different. All right? So, again, what I read at the beginning of the program is what you're caught in now. You're caught in this endless loop of anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, have you asked yourself, what steps do I take here now? What is the plan? Have you sat down and done that, or are you just worried? Because worry
I have
is
a lot
created.
Of information about it. I haven't done a lot yet. What with the weather, the way it's been here, and not being able to get her out, and wanting to get more settled inside me before I figured out what was going on. But I haven't taken a lot of steps.
Okay. Well, that's the first thing you can do today to start making you feel better, is you have a lot of information, but did they give you any steps to take around
dementia? Not really, no.
Okay. You see,
or at least not steps that didn't, well, they weren't steps that scared me, but, yeah. I allowed myself to be scared. I mean, they said in this state it's illegal to leave somebody that's in dementia alone for a minute. And I can't even, you know, I can't even fathom how I would do that. I mean, stay with her, you know, be here 24 hours a day.
Okay, that's what I mean. You have to sit down in anything. She's bringing forward to all of us, guys, a very out there scenario. But what I want everybody to know is it represents anything you're worried about. So we get all this fear thrown at us, and we stop to go, well, I'm empowered. How do I handle this? What do I do? There are some pretty accurate tests, Joy,
mm-hmm.
that you can choose or not choose to see. Just because your mother has dementia doesn't mean you're going to have it. It doesn't.
No, I will, yeah.
Well, but that's what they lead you to believe if you don't make the studies. I mean, you know, we've been talking on the show. A couple of people have brought up the money thing and all the fear stuff they're reading about the money, and they should buy this and they should do that. And I have two experts that I called who are willing to do a webinar with us. It's unbelievable. They said, look, you know, Dee, people just don't understand how money works. And this is what's really going on, but you're always going to have that pocket of people out there, you know, saying, my God, it's leap year, and according to the Mayan calendar, this is the year we all end. You're always going to have the doomsayers, always, always, always. What are you focused on? So, my beautiful Joy, there are definite steps you can take for your mother, for you and your duties and relationships with your mother, and to understand what your possibilities are so that you can take any counter, you know, action that might support you and your mental health right now.
Yeah.
There's a plan, and that's what you need to sit down and focus on.
Okay.
So it's the fear of not knowing, sweetheart. It's the fear of not knowing that's creating this great fear about leaving your body again. Because all of a sudden, Joy's got to go, wow, maybe it's not my body, maybe it's my mind. What the hell happens when I lose that or leave that?
Yeah.
Right? So it's that place of not knowing where we're not in control anymore that scares the hell out of us. But ultimately, we know there is no control except living in the moment and handling whatever plan you can put together, which is going to give you peace of mind. So the more, and you can do a lot of this over the internet. Just make sure, guys, that if you're going to study something on the internet, it's a place that has been sanctioned, you know, by certain people as the correct information that you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Hold on. There's something else they want to give you here. Sheets, book. Give me a song.
Fireworks.
Okay. So firework is all about your personal power.
Yeah.
That's what that song is all about. You have the power to handle this and focus it in the way you want it to, Joy, but not if you go into this continuous loop of fear and worry. All right, sweetheart?
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I love you.
I love you too, baby cakes. And we're going to Ann in Georgia. Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
Hi, Dee. You know how high I was last time I talked to you. Well, I found a lingering little fear running around in there. I have to renew one of my programs for $650 that I took last year. It's all around money and investments, and I know that it's an internal thing, and so I'm focusing on that, and I'm getting as much information as I can, and I have till midnight tonight to make it, so I obviously have put it off to the last day because I had other things to do. And
no, not because you didn't have other things to do, because you didn't want to focus on it.
I chose to focus. Well, no, I chose to stay in my joy and focus on that and not focus on it till it came up. And I am doing the breathing exercise around I am happy and free, abundantly wealthy, healthy, and wise, enjoying my...
Okay, so Anne, let me ask you, I need to be a little clearer about what it is you need to do before midnight.
Okay, I have to renew the program. And,
what program? What's the program?
Oh, I got Defend Your Wealth with Alan Shearman based on Darius's recommendation, and Darius's response to me is to follow my joy, which is what I know. I just don't know what my joy is now, and I've got the pendulum out here, and it keeps getting baby.
my beautiful Ian. Is there anything you don't know about money?
How to invest it without fear.
Okay.
It's my Roth IRA that I'm playing with, so that's my retirement money.
I get it. So I'm going to ask you something, and you feel which feels more powerful. That I get a wonderful CPA that I can trust, or an investment broker that I can trust, and that's the key word for you, that I can trust, who knows absolutely how to invest this safely and securely so that I am safe and secure in my life. Or does it feel better to hope that your money's okay and continue to feel happy and good around it without taking steps to make sure that it's correctly being handled so that you have enough?
The second, because I my sister's my CPA. I'm comfortable. I've done well with money. I want to play with it and enjoy it.
Why are you stressing over this?
It's like the last minute thing, and he's got, quote, something that gives you certainty. There's going to be this new program for half price that will give me things that will bring me some positives in there. Right now, I'm mostly in cash and have been for 2 years, and I don't care that I'm missing out on the gains. I want to feel good. I don't want to play where risky.
Well, I have a lot of money in investments, and none of them are risky. So I think that's where your belief is.
Well, I believe the stock market's going down, and I've felt
well, there
that.
Are, but baby, there are a lot of. That's interesting. I just had this discussion with my financial advisor, and they're betting on the stock market. What you all don't understand, which he explained to me, and I can see that again. I need to do probably a seminar around the truths and the falsehoods of what's going on with our money right here. But when the economy appears to not be as strong, and the real estate appears not to be as strong, and the unemployment appears to be higher, the stock market does better.
Okay.
And that's what I mean. I think so many of us do not understand. And when we do not understand, we go into fear.
And there sure are a lot of fear mongers out there saying, you know, that the gold is
well,
yeah, all that.
Yes, and you're listening to them.
Oh, I am. You know, I should delete all those newsletters, right?
Well, fear does not create the creation that you want. I can tell you that. And and guys, just feeling good about money without handling your money smartly is not going to create a safe retirement for you. No matter how good you feel about it, you have to be responsible in how you're handling it. That's like me saying, okay, well, I'm just going to feel really good about my body, but I'm going to drink a quart of bourbon a day.
Okay. Well, I guess I've got the retirement mostly in rental properties and everything, so this is something that I play with. It's not something I need to count on. And maybe
I don't know what that has to do with your decision. But you're asking me, what I'm hearing anyway, Ann, is should I do yet another program? That's what you're kind of trying to make the decision at, right? Should I sign up for yet another program I can be safe with my money? And I'm saying to you what I said at the very beginning. Did you hear the beginning of the show?
Yes, I've been.
Okay. It doesn't matter. It only matters if you say, this is working for me, is what is going to work or is working. And right now when I say Anne believes anything is the thing that works, I get a no. And that's the core thing I think we all have to look at, is how many places are we going in hopes that we create stuff working for ourselves instead of going within and deciding whatever it is, we're going to commit to that and that's going to work.
Yeah, because I get it's my there's a belief system in there, and that's what's blocking me.
And what's the belief system in? Because this is your lower self
that I can't
screwing around with you.
That I can't believe that I can't win on investing.
Yep.
And I don't think it's mine. I think it comes from my parents.
Well, it's yours now. We don't care where it came from.
Okay, got
it. As long as it's running you, it's yours.
Okay, yeah.
So you have to deal with that, because no matter what you do,
it won't work, because
it's not going to work because you don't
believe somebody else, find an advisor or do anything, because anything I do won't work. And it's a gift that this is coming up so that it can be healed, as was the rental in other areas in my life. It feels like the last little holdout core.
And it is. I'm testing it. And it is. But this is a real core thing of yours.
Yes, it is.
And you want freedom. You'll have freedom once you get on top of this. All right, sweetheart?
Thank you very much. That's
you bet.
Exactly.
That was very valuable for everybody.
I'm feeling that, I will know what to do by the end of today, because I'm getting online and I'm researching and I'm working with my fear more than what to do with it.
Well, and if you have a sister that's a CPA or an investment, you know, talk to her about the realities of stuff.
Yeah.
All the questions you bring to me, I take to the two professionals that I trust that I've worked with, one of them for over 30 years, who's tied in with some of the biggest investment people in the world. And he said, you know, Dee, the fears are just not founded.
Okay.
They're just not.
I would love it if you would do a webinar on that. I think it would help.
Yeah, I think I'd like to do a webinar on that for me, too. So I've asked both of them. They both said they would be happy to come forward to do that.
Yeah, because
probably won't get it
together
until summer, because my big tour is coming up. Hey, and everybody, you can celebrate a little bit with me. They called and hired me for my next episode of Grimm. So I'm going to be doing that the last week of March. I'm really excited about that. So everybody give a yippee. Thanks for calling
one,
in.
I can't watch, Dee, because I watched the first one and I couldn't get it out of my head for days, you know, because my mind plays with that stuff. So I love you, but I can't watch that kind of show.
That's okay. I just suggest to you that when it comes back in your mind again, just realize that they're just metaphors, okay, for
yep.
racism, for religious prejudice. That's all. That's
the
all
guy,
they're representing.
The guy that
all
was
those.
Was the one that took me out.
All right, babe. Well, thanks for trying.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, Reva, long time no see, honey.
Right?
Right? How you
well,
doing, babe?
I am doing fantastic. I got to tell you, Patty's call hit me, and I loved your answer because, you know, you and I have worked on this stuff. And
yes.
when she said, and then a big bill comes, and when I used to think that, and now I go, well, Reva, well, of course the bill is going to come.
Yeah,
you know, you're never going to be in, I mean, we're never going to be in this life if we have absolutely no debt, no IRS, which I've had, we're still going to get a light bill or a gas bill or our license plate bill.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh. So why are we surprised and overwhelmed? And Patty was most definitely overwhelmed, and I've been there. I know it well, so I empathize, but I'm saying the only way that I got over the and out of the overwhelm was to handle bill by bill by bill and get out of debt, because you carry that in your energy, don't you, Reva?
Absolutely, and you know, taxes, I just started looking at it as tithing to the government, because otherwise, you know, we can all just stay so mad, but I don't really want to live in, like, Pakistan. No offense to any Pakistanis, but I like living here, and I know that there's a cost to things.
Well,
and, you know,
aside
also
from that, guys, go to any other country. If you haven't traveled a lot, pretty much everybody in Europe pays a lot more than we do.
Oh, yeah.
A lot more for a lot less. So... I don't know. Whenever I have traveled across the world for any extended period of time, and I come back home and I'm going through customs, I literally, emotionally go, thank you, God, that I live in America.
Right. And, yeah, and you know, she said also, which I've been here, and I'm doing that, right now is I'm playing catch-up. Well, when we get ourselves in a little hole or a big hole, we end up needing to play catch-up to not be in the hole.
Yeah.
And
yeah, and so we don't want to focus on the catch-up. We want to focus on, okay, how joyfully can I create spending money more reasonably, more creatively, and really get a lot of joy about putting money back into my bills. I mean, I wrote out my bills on Tuesday, and every time I write them out, I put a little heart down on the bottom left side. I'm sending this with love. This money going out from me is going to create jobs, happiness for other people,
mm-hmm.
little kids that are going to get Easter eggs now. And, you know, I get into
right.
the recipe, the going out and the coming in, because that's how it works. If you don't send it out, it doesn't come back in, which is
right.
the
and,
basis of tithing, right?
Yeah, and right now I'm saying, you know what? Thank you, Visa. You've shown that I have enough credit with you that I'll pay you back, and I will, but thank you right now that I can utilize, and I get all these wonderful words going rather than, oh my God, I just can't believe, and this is just such bullshit, and it just sucks, and then I go down the rabbit hole.
Well, yeah, because you become a victim, everybody, and we know
right.
once we become a victim, we don't get out of the victimness.
Exactly.
And again, that is holding your focus.
Yeah.
And
then what you were saying, I just, oh, go ahead, sorry.
You know, he talks, Daniel talks in this book, and I think I even read it on the last show, that the more you approach things from how can I fix things, the more depressed your brain responds.
Mm-hmm.
When you go, you know, when you, wow, what can I create? What are my options? How can I create an answer to this? Then your brain opens up new possibilities, and you move back into your personal power more. So feeling
exactly.
good and feeling positive is definitely a part of it, but feeling good and feeling positive without taking action, for example, around your money, doesn't serve the end game that you're wanting to serve, which is clearing up your money.
Yeah, and there's very quickly when you guys were talking about money in the stock market, I'm reading my latest Kitchen and Bath magazine, and one article says, growth patterns seen continuing in 2014. And I go, great, I'm staying on that path. And then the article right below it, which is where people, whoever they are, want us to go, remodeler confidence high, although indicators are mixed. And I'm
yeah,
like,
well,
okay.
There's always going to be mixed indicators, depending on who's doing the testing, guys. You know,
exactly.
You can go to two different sites, and, you know, a glass of wine is really good for you, and a glass of wine creates something.
Yeah, so I figure I'm going to be my own indicator, and I'm just going to proceed joyfully, happily, and in freedom. And that's just, you know what,
you
that's
just,
my deal.
You just gave me the word. I am my own indicator. That's what I read at the, you know, I am secure in the world to exercise my power. I am my personal power. The perceived outcome and expectation that I hold equals the results I get. Listen to that again. The perceived outcome and expectation that I hold equals the results I get. So we're claiming I am divine love around that. I am my own indicator. I love those words. And by the way, thank you again for coming to support me in the fundraiser last night. So,
oh, it's great.
So sweet of you to come all the way over there.
Well, we
that.
Both love you, baby.
I know. And I appreciate the action, Reva.
I get
you know,
it.
And we
were thrilled.
And the friendship. And it ended up to be a great night. They earned quite a bit toward the shoot. And,
good.
Yeah, excited. So,
but you
always,
know, I always love seeing Gabby and Adam.
I know. Adam was saying on the way home, that Reva, I just love that Reva. I love her so much. She's so real. She's so down to earth. All right, baby. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. And we're going to Kathy in Maryland. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, how are you today?
Great, thanks, baby.
I've been having some like headaches and stomach problems, and I was wondering if what it's related to.
Okay, so let's balance it with I Am Divine Love. Give me a song.
The Way We Were.
Okay, so what are you focusing on in your story that's in the past? They're saying it really doesn't have anything to do with the now, but you keep holding on to it, so the illusion is that it's still present now. So when I say that, what comes up for you?
I'm not sure. I don't.
Okay, is there a relationship that somehow has made its way back into your subconscious, either through a memory of a birthday or a letter or a conversation with somebody over, yeah, he did this to me or that happened or anything like that, Kathy, because that's what they're saying it's about.
No.
All righty, I feel like John Edward.
I know, I'm sorry.
No, stop it.
I mean, let me say, I can't think of anything right now.
Okay, we're going to a core belief. They wanted you to connect it, and you will when you get off. But hold on, we're going to core belief right now. This page here, 1 through 5. Okay. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. So what's the first thing that comes up in your life that that applies to?
The jewelry business.
Yeah. Okay. So that's where we're going. So why did you lose your personal power there? What are you worried about?
The money that I put into it, and what do I do with all this stuff, and how do I remarket myself, and...
Okay, well, this is kind of a theme. Can you see that what you're talking about is kind of a theme of what's going on here in the show? The way you have energy, my beautiful people, to do anything, the way you create you as the energy to do anything right now for this show is make a plan. And you haven't. You think you do, guys. You think you do by worrying about what to do. That is not making a plan, and it's not moving forward. It's keeping you in the anxiety loop. So you need to sit down with an advisor, somebody who can give you some clear instruction about how to best use your assets here, either get out of them, sell them, market them in a new way, but you need to sit down out of your, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, which doesn't allow your brain to bring in any kind of possibilities. Sit down and go, wow, let me play a game here. What are all the possibilities that I can use to get out of this, to create a really happy, awesome outcome from this?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't done that, have you?
I've been thinking about different things.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything yet.
Well, you don't have anything because all of those different things are coming out of worry instead of, I'm powerful. I got myself, all right, this is the theme of the show. All right, it all just came together. So I got myself into this mess. How the hell do I get out? That's kind of what I've been hearing from everybody here. So your physical manifestations that you're experiencing are directly related to the stress and anxiety of how do I clean up this mess.
Right.
Now, that's the complete highest, most correct words, yes. How do I clean up this mess now and create freedom for myself again? Because that's what we all want, right? We want the freedom.
Right.
Okay. Sheet, book, song. Give me a movie. Hello?
I can't think of anything. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Well, they're giving me gravity. You see, if you're just floating around out there, guys, in your fear and your overwhelm, and you're not tethered, you're not supported, you're not hooked into the safety and security, then you can't look at all the possibilities of getting home. The first thing she had to do was reconnect so that she had a safety net under her, right? So The first thing that we have to do then, again, is go back to I'm safe and secure in this world right now. I know that. I'm here. I'm breathing. I'm alive. I'm mostly in charge of my life. So I'm already safe and secure. I have myself tethered with all energy to that knowing. And since I'm safe and secure, I am in my power to sit down and come up with all kinds of possibilities about what I can do with this now. So you bought a lot of good jewelry or medium jewelry?
No, I have a lot of beads, but I want to do more like chakra crystals and stuff, but I don't want to buy anything else.
Okay, well, so you do want to buy something else, but you don't want to buy something else without selling what you have.
Right.
Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay, have you taken it to a bead store and asked anybody if they'd be interested? Have you put it up on Craigslist? Have you tried to sell it in any of those ways?
Well, no, but there is a new group that I joined for trade selling beads, so I'm going to do that this weekend.
Okay, so you've taken a step.
Mm-hmm.
But they want everybody to stop. And they want you to get clear, really clear, about how you've spent a lot of time worrying and thinking, kind of meddling in the energy and not taking steps. You see, back to Patty's call, she's not going to clear up her money if she keeps hating being responsible for it. And hating the people or the fact that she has to pay this money out. So if you really want to release these beads, look at how you can find somebody else to make them really, really happy or do a trade. Maybe somebody else has gemstones and chakra stuff and they want to do this.
True.
But you've got to put it out there, Kathy. And so far
right.
You've put it out there in your mental mind. And it got
mm-hmm.
stuck. You understand?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, darling. Good luck.
Thank you.
Brian, you got to talk really fast, dude, because I've got 3 minutes. What's up?
You got it. And, of course, it's amazing. Everything that was on this call I know was for me and for everyone else. So many of my questions have been answered, the things I wanted to address. So I'm very grateful. And I'm grateful that we're crossing this threshold into spring on this call right now. So let's welcome spring, the promise that warmer days are ahead.
Spring is also new life and new beginnings.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of this show has been about is,
yep.
you know, that, well, we're our own indicator. We're the ones that are going to rebirth our lives right now.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And that's what we
yes.
hold our focus on. Okay.
Yes. You might have answered this earlier. I was pulled away from the call for a little bit, but, of course, you know, this may come in for someone else, but obviously, you know, I'm in a grieving period right now, which is something that I need to do, which we all need to do after some sort of loss. Question is, I want to claim I am happy, and how do I do that when I know that I'm grieving?
Well, you can accept the fact that you're grieving and that you want to grieve and that you need to grieve and allow yourself the room to do that.
Okay.
Knowing that when you're ready, willing, and able, you will move immediately back into your happiness and the creation of your life in a new way.
Okay.
Because to say, well, I'm my best friend just died, but I'm happy.
Right. It's not logical.
That's just, well, it's possible, but it's a lie to your energy.
Right, exactly.
But
I'm
happy that I'm so in tune with myself that I can accept myself and love myself even when I need to grieve, and that makes me happy.
Okay.
Does that work?
Thank you.
That's what I do is, like when I lost my Savannah, you know, I'm not going to walk around like, you know, kicking my heels up like Mary Poppins because I'm feeling this loss. And I
right.
love myself enough for the fact that I had this bond with this beautiful animal that I loved so very much. And that makes me happy about me. And I'm going to allow myself to feel this until I can really, truly, and genuinely feel happy again. Okay, honey. It's a good
yes.
question. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
And we're
You're
standing
welcome.
With you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. I am my own indicator. And my perceived outcome and expectation equals the results I get. I really want you to hear that. So don't wish it, don't hope it, don't dream it, but know it. I love you guys. Claim your personal power and know that you are safe to live in it and be in it and exercise it in this world. Join me for the next webinar, the 25th, Self, Safety, and Security. You can see from the show how important that's going to be. The April program is still open for another week. If you need payment plans or even want to talk about it, call me. Many people have. My intention is that it works out for anybody that's called to it. All right? And please check out my May program. If you're anywhere on the East Coast, I'm going to be there close enough to see you. Until we meet again, love yourselves, guys, and go live your personal power.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.